Millions of healthy people who take aspirin to prevent a heart attack may need to start rethinking that. New research out of Harvard says about 29 million people 40 and over are currently taking a pill a day. This despite recent updated guidelines that ruled out routine aspirin use for many older adults who don't already have heart disease. For a closer look, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Stephen Jurashek, primary care physician and assistant professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School. Thanks for talking to us today. So tell us what the downside would be of taking an aspirin a day if you don't have heart disease.
So that's a great question, and thank you for having me on the show. So it's a little bit complicated. If you are a person who has a history of bleeding or gastric ulcers, taking aspirin can increase that risk. If you're an older adult that might have risk of falling or concerns about balance, well, those falls could be worsened by aspirin because of bleeding risk. So for some people, some adults that may have traditionally thought aspirin would be good for their heart health, that is being questioned and reconsidered now.
Is the message getting across? Because we started seeing those studies, and are people...
I think a lot of people are beginning to sort of assimilate the information and rethink their aspirin use. I know in clinic a number of people start to ask me about it, but I think one of the key findings we found is that aspirin is used by a lot of adults without really consulting their primary care doctor. It's available over the counter. A lot of people look at it as kind of like a supplement, something that's going to give them a cardiovascular boost. And I think an important message from our study is these people should start having these discussions and asking their primary care physician if aspirin is right for them.
So a baby aspirin, I mean, is that enough to increase your risk of bleeding?
It is. It is in older adults. It is in folks who have prior bleeding issues. And, you know, for many people, aspirin is fine. And in particular, folks between the ages of 50 to 70, or even 40 to 70, aspirin is fine if you're trying to prevent cardiovascular disease. But for folks who are over the age of 70 or folks who've had bleeding in the past, aspirin can be harmful. And recent studies and trials have shown that aspirin, I really questioned the benefits of aspirin. There are certain people that do seem to have a mild benefit, but those folks also have a mild increase in bleeding, and it cancels itself out. Now, our study isn't necessarily relevant to people who've had a prior stroke or cardiovascular disease, where aspirin is definitively beneficial for preventing recurrent cardiovascular events. But this is for folks who are trying to prevent having a first event. And there has been a lot of, recently with the guidelines and the three trials in 2018, a lot of reconsideration about who it really would benefit from a daily aspirin.
Thanks very much for clearing it up for us. We appreciate it. Dr. Stephen Jurashek is the primary care physician, assistant professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School.